Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, I've told you on the program that it is the summer. It's the heat of the summer, and it's political season, making it a little bit hotter. So we are continuing to really try to bring you relevant people that are involved in these various races. And so I'm going to do that today. Craig Miller is in the studio with me. Craig, welcome.
Thanks, David. Great to be here today.
Craig surprised me. He showed up in the office, and I was expecting him to call on the phone. So this is good. This is a treat. Thank you for coming. And Craig is running for Congress District 6, the United States House of Representatives.
Big responsibility. What I'm really trying to do, David, is get elected to Congress and bring a totally different perspective, bring a business person's perspective to Washington. I've been at this now for several months.
We need the age of accountability. You know, we've been through the age of debt accumulation. We've been through the age of all kinds of other things. Now we need people up there. You know, how many people, and I have lawyer friends,
right?
But how many people are attorneys or lawyers or other things as opposed to maybe business people? It's a lot.
It's
we need
a lot.
Business
yeah.
people, right? At
yeah.
least to be in the mix.
Well, I think so. I think a lot of the challenges that our country faces, and particularly our Congress faces, is that we don't have true representation across a broad spectrum of the constituency. And I come from Main Street. I started as a restaurateur at a very early age south of here in Brevard County, and literally had the opportunity to go from the dish room to the boardroom. I have a degree in accounting from the University of Central Florida. I'm a Vietnam War veteran. And I always use my financial background and thought of my financial background as a real foundation for my success in business.
That's perfect.
Because it really did tee me up very well.
Well, I made the same thought process. I'm going to be in business. Didn't know what. So I said, let me learn a language. And so the next thing you know, I'm a CPA. But I still, you know, use that foundation. And I think that foundation is real important for where we need to go with the country and our elected representatives.
I agree with you, and it's really the reason I'm doing this is as a successful business person, I've been a job creator. If you look back at my 11 years with Darden, Red Lobster, Olive Garden, then 17 years building the Pizzeria Uno chain, took that company public when
wow.
I was 35 years old, and then finished my restaurant career as chairman CEO of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, took that company public as well. I've really created and been involved with creating about 40,000 jobs. And I understand why business people create opportunities for others, and they don't do it as their primary objective for being in business. They do it because they need human capital. Business people are really interested in how they can get a return on their invested capital. It's very fundamental.
It's pretty simple, right?
It is very simple. And when the government interjects itself into the free market system is when things start to quite often go awry. And that's what's really happening right now.
Well, Craig, you know that they had to build the roads in front of your business so that that's where the business came from, right? I mean, and that the president not too long ago said, you know, you didn't build that.
Right.
And you didn't build those restaurants. Okay, Craig, you just had somebody put a road, and next thing you know, the business just sprung up.
Absolutely. Well,
right?
I just opened a new restaurant with my son over
What's
in Central
Florida.
It's called Miller's Field. It's the second of a sports restaurant, and we employed 75 people. So I created more jobs last week, David, than all my other competitors in this race have in a lifetime.
Well, thank you for that. And as a small business owner myself, I can significantly appreciate what's involved with creating business opportunities and creating jobs. And unfortunately, a lot of politicians do not. They don't know. They haven't done it. Unless you've had to meet a payroll,
right?
You don't know what it's like to run a business.
Signing the front of the check is a big deal.
And it's a lot more than there being a paved street in front of your office.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And so, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have Craig Miller. He is running for Congress, District 6. The United States House of Representatives, the website is Miller2012.com.
That's correct.
And he's going to get me all worked up today because we are obviously big business people and believe in the business and capitalist system. And not everybody does.
Well, you know, I call the direction that our country has been going in and for the last several decades has really been on track creating a culture of dependency. And it's really affecting our youth, David, right now very seriously. We encourage people not to work. We encourage seniors not to work. We create 99 weeks of unemployment, which means that folks are better off at times taking food stamps and unemployment than actually getting a job.
And the bad also part of that byproduct is that we are in effect creating a situation where they are going to lose their skill set or become obsolete.
Or they never gain a skill set.
Yeah.
You know, when you have your first job at 13 like I did, and many Americans from my generation worked at a very early age, you get, you know, tuned in to showing up for work on time, you learn a work
responsibility.
Ethic. Responsibility.
Bag boy 16.
There
I
you
did
go.
It.
There you go. And even things like, you know, this insurance where we're allowing children to stay under parents' insurance till 26. I look at that and say, well, that's pretty good for the fact that it happened. But what are we doing to our kids? 26 years old is the threshold now. I mean, at 26 years old, I was a vice president at Darden. I mean, you get started early, you get into the workforce, and that really drives you to your success.
I've already told my son he's just got to get a couple inches taller, and I'm going to fire the lawn guy, and he's going to be out there.
There you go. There you go. It's good for you.
Well, it was good for me, and it'll be good for him. And, well, maybe good for us. We'll have Craig Miller right back after the break, and the website is Miller2012. Stay right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, we're getting a little worked up because we care about this. And a gentleman that cares about the future and direction of our country, Craig Miller, is running for Congress District 6, Miller2012.com. Lots of good information, I'm sure. Your history, your bio, your core beliefs, your platform. And I went through and I looked at a lot of this. You know, you're looking, obviously, everybody wants to talk about jobs. And that's very important. But there are a lot of things that affect job creation. You know, we were talking on the break, immigration is another issue that has got to be considered as part of a job platform, right?
It absolutely does, David. You know, that so many of these things, these domestic issues, are interrelated. And some of our foreign issues are interrelated into our economy. We could talk about the impact that of the absence of an energy policy has on the economics of doing business in America and doing business competitively worldwide. You look at the immigration problem we have. We have awful legal immigration laws. They're unenforceable. They are literally unenforceable. And I say that because for 30 years, I've been fighting these bad laws. Nothing changes. And now we have over 11 million people here that are here illegally.
All right. Well, let me ask you the question that nobody wants to talk about. Okay. Right. Why is it when somebody brings up immigration and wants to enforce just our existing rules, why does that make that person a bigot? Why does that make that person a racist? Why can't we simply enforce the rules we have? And then we can talk about something that we want to do to change the rules, but why can't we enforce them?
Well, part of the problem we have is our laws are very, very tough to enforce. We also, and we talked earlier about this unemployment issue. You know, if you pay American citizens more to not work, okay, who's going to do those jobs? Okay, so the argument that the farmers have and the roofers and the nurseries and these folks have is that our economy has to function. And we have almost set up an entitlement type of program and a welfare type of program that crosses the line to the point where people want only the job that they want as compared to taking a job.
Well, I'd like to have had that in my career.
Absolutely.
I've had plenty of jobs that I said, I've got to do this.
And if you don't have a job, you can't get a raise. You can't get a promotion.
Right.
You know, we have so many millions of Americans that are struggling. We also have our youth that need to get in the game. And, you know, we need to have laws that we can also enforce. Abraham Lincoln said, if you got bad laws, enforce the heck out of them, and the American people will change the laws.
That's okay. Good. Yeah, that's they so will. True.
And
that's so true.
But right now, we need a greatly expanded guest worker program, I believe.
Okay.
We need to have
But
that.
We need rules. We need programs and rules, though, that we are following, not this. I've read the memorandum from the guy in head of the ICE.
Right.
And the Immigration Custom Enforcement.
Enforcement Agency.
Yeah. I've read it. And it basically says, well, you know, unless they're about to shoot you, immigration officer, well, leave them alone. That's pretty much what it says.
We even had the president come out and say, we're going to give people a pass. You know, I call it really de facto amnesty.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is de facto.
Well, that's where we are. That's
exactly.
Where we are.
That's where we are.
And so why, I mean, we can't really, and I think this is so interwoven with job creation and trying to get the job numbers up and getting America back to work. And you also look at this issue of minimum wage.
Right.
You know, part of the challenge also is making sure that our minimum, you know, I went back and did some math and, you know, I went back to when I started that
right.
job as a bag boy at 16
right.
and I rolled forward minimum wage and our minimum wage should be closer to $10 an hour.
Yep.
Just at a standard 3% inflation. And that's also part of the challenge. It doesn't have to be all, you know, all the perks go to business. You know, this is about creating a balance for people.
Well, you know, but the thing about it is you also have to remain competitive.
Exactly.
You know, you drive up the minimum wage.
You're right.
You really hurt youth labor.
You're right. You know, you've got to be, you've got to balance it, though.
That's right. And we have been, as restaurateurs and somebody that comes from the restaurant industry, we've been proposing an entry-level wage for years. Kids 16, 17, and 18. That they have a wage that will entice a business person to give that young person an opportunity. If you've got somebody that you're paying $8 an hour to, you're going to need productivity out of that person.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And if
absolutely.
You've got somebody 25 years old that's already worked, you know, that steps into that job, it cuts off opportunities for our youth. So all of these things are interrelated.
And that's really what it is. We've got to have a plan, though, but it can't just be winking and nodding and well, you know, hey, if I say the right things, then this whole block of people will vote for me. You know, if to those people out there of Hispanic, Latino descent, I would be offended with a lot of the conversation that's going on. Oh, well, we'll wink at immigration, and then they get that's going to get their vote.
But you know what? The American government, specifically the recent administration, is all the dialogue is about the consequences of bad public policy. You know, eight times, the last time when Obama did this recently, eight times we've put special provisions in to gain some section of these illegal aliens.
And that's
some
what
type
I'm talking
of relief.
About.
That's dealing with consequences, not dealing
yeah.
with the problem.
Right.
Okay, so what we have is very bad legal immigration laws, laws that nobody wants to enforce.
We can't even get a fence up.
And the, you know, well, the government doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, Mexico's got one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
exactly.
But we don't.
Yeah.
Well, we need to tackle these issues. Yeah. And Craig Miller is running for Congress because he's the guy to do this, right? This is your thing.
This is my wheelhouse, so to
okay.
speak.
This
you know,
is what
I mean,
you do.
As a business guy, a job creator, you know, I've been talking about immigration literally since 1986. That's when I became president of UNOS, and Ronald Reagan in Congress said, you are going to be the enforcement pinch point.
There you
You're
go.
The business guy.
There you go.
Okay? And I resented it at that time. I said, why am I the guy that has to stand up in front of somebody walking in my door and test whether they're legal or not? But I went along with it, and I put e-verification in Ruth's Chris. We need mandatory federal e-verification.
Amen.
If we do that, all of a sudden you're giving the tools to the business community that they need. And if only a few people use the system, it doesn't work.
Okay. Miller2012.com. Craig Miller running for Congress District 6, United States House of Representatives. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. And just joining us, we're having a spirited discussion with Craig Miller. He's running for United States Congress, District 6, Miller2012.com. I've already got it memorized.
You do. Thanks.
And we're talking about a number of the key issues. And, you know, the big elephant in the room, national debt. You know, I can pop up the U.S. clock behind me here and let it run, the debt clock, but it'll make us sick.
I'm not sure your screen's big enough.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's about about $55,000 a second. It's just crazy. And so, you know, everybody says, oh, well, not everybody, but different people have different ideas and say, well, either it's raising taxes or it's cutting spending. And, you know, I know that a lot of people have those different ideas, but we need a business approach. We need to grow our way out.
Well, you know, the economic growth and rebuilding our economy is going to be a real key to getting some of this debt behind us. You know, no business can survive with an enormous amount of leverage and no top line growth.
Exactly.
Okay? We
exactly.
need more revenues.
Yes,
you know,
we do.
In order to get where we need to get, but we can't afford to tax the American people or certainly our companies any greater than they're already taxed. If you use the taxing tool to raise the revenue, you destroy the incentive for people to put capital to work.
Amen.
Everybody that I ever met that does a project request to put capital to work does a pro forma.
Sure.
And they always start with after tax return on invested capital. As a financial guy, you understand.
Sure.
That. If you get a return that's satisfactory and you risk adjust it, that's when you make your investment.
Right.
And if you continue to drive the revenue through raising taxes and have that as your answer, you will never get this economy growing again. That's why I've signed the tax pledge. People ask me, you know, why would you do that? I said, because the American Congress and the American government has proven to me that they are not disciplined enough. We need a balanced budget amendment. And until we get those things in place, and we get the American Congress to wake up to the fact that the way the track that they have us on right now is not sustainable.
It is not.
And certainly not in a competitive world economy. And we're seeing it in Europe right now. And we've all used leverage in our life. As a business person,
as
you
a business
use leverage,
tool.
Okay?
Sure.
But you also know when you get to the edge,
you know where that is.
You better figure out how to get yourself out of that challenge or you're heading off the cliff. And right now, the American economy is teetering. And it's in a position where we can turn this thing around with a great energy policy. We can turn this thing around with making sure that the American business person that's making this investment feels comfortable, that he's got a vision moving forward that he can rely on. So we have to get this tax reform done. I'm a proponent of the fair tax. I believe that a consumption-based tax is really one of the keys to getting us out of this.
But here's a challenge. As soon as you say fair tax, flat tax, the folks on the other side are going to say, you're just trying to raise taxes on the poor. What do you say to that?
What a consumption-based tax does is it forces everybody to pay a share based
on... Even the underground economy.
The underground economy comes out of it. All the dollars that transfer in the economy then are fairly treated. And you're going to make some exceptions in a fair tax proposal to make sure that the very low income people...
You're not going to hammer people.
No, absolutely. That's not productive.
That's
what
not
you
the point.
Want is you want to raise the incomes from all sources of the economy. As a restaurateur, I want consumers.
Our businesses should not have to make business decisions in trying to grow their businesses that are having to do it based on the tax consequences.
Absolutely. And right now, so many business decisions are made that way.
Even Mr. Buffett, the champion of higher taxes, spends, I don't know how many attorneys and accountants he has on staff, but a whole bunch to keep his taxes low.
Absolutely.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's not rocket science.
As
people that are involved in the economy like you and I are, we understand how this system works. And we understand that when the government interjects itself and starts, creating, challenges with the free enterprise system, they really take the risk of disrupting the process where the American businessman feels comfortable that they know where this boat's going.
And that's why this recovery is not as strong as it could
Absolutely.
Be. Because, I hate to say it, but two speeches, last July and this July, both of them basically said by the president to the business community, I'm not on your side.
Right.
Two speeches. And both times, it was not good for the economy. It wasn't good for business owners. And, I have talked to a lot of business owners, as I'm sure you are, Craig, that they are reluctant to hire and they are going to work their staff harder. They're going to hold off on things because of so much of this uncertainty that we have.
Absolutely. And the latest big, challenge is Obamacare or Obama tax. It is a major tax. It's not something the American business and the American economy can digest. We cannot allow this thing to stand. All of us in on the Republican side want to repeal this. We can improve our insurance system. We've got great health care in America. Nobody's questioning that we have great health care, best in the world. What we need is an insurance system that works, that's affordable and that works. We've been arguing for years to allow my industry, the restaurant industry, to just be able to negotiate across state lines.
Sure.
Okay. Let it be portable.
Right.
So that when someone moves from one job to another, that their insurance goes with them. Let's make sure that pre-existing conditions are accounted for. It's a part of life.
Well, there are plenty of things that we can do to fix the existing system, but we don't need to throw the baby out with bathwater to get new bathwater.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Because it's unaffordable, and it puts the government in the business of healthcare.
We don't need
that. We don't need them in the postal service. That is proven not to work.
No.
We don't need them building our trains because they can't do that effectively and efficiently. There's so many things the government gets. I've even challenged whether our Veterans Administration should be in the hospital business.
Well,
because we're not efficient at it. We got an example right now over in Orlando with a three-year, way over budget hospital that we're building out at Orlando Airport. When we've got veterans right here in Volusia County that drive 80 miles to see a doctor, and they drive by four great hospitals. It's stupid. It's crazy.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, we have Craig Miller in the studio, that intelligent businessman voice you hear. That's Craig Miller running for Congress District 6, United States House of Representatives, Miller2012.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, Craig Miller's in the studio, running for Congress, District 6, United States House Representatives. Big responsibility, but he says he's up for it, and he's here to talk to us about it. Miller2012.com.
Great to be with you here today, David. You know, this race for Congress is crowded, as you know. It's a crowded primary.
It is.
Most of the things that you read today say that it's down to a three-person race from the seven that are in the race. People have a choice. You know, not necessarily philosophically, because most everyone in this race, you know, talks about being a conservative, fiscal and social conservative Republican, as I am. But I think the people of Volusia and Flagler, St. John's, and Putnam County do have a choice in the type of person they send to Washington. We have a Jacksonville Harvard attorney running in this race. We've got a former Ormond Beach mayor and dentist, and myself, in terms of who would consider the top three candidates. I'm the business guy. I'm the job creator. I'm the person that wants to take a lifetime of experience on Main Street, because I do believe we need more people in Washington that are truly representative. I'm a Vietnam War veteran. There's 100,000 veterans in this district. You know, they need a voice. The small hotelier, the restaurateur, the condo owner, the retiree, all of these folks need a voice in Washington. I think I'm the best person to represent them.
Very good. Very good. And if you get up there and they want to hand you that white wig, you say no thank you.
No thank you.
Thank you, Craig. Thanks for being on the program. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig Miller. Miller2012.com. Thank you for being with us.
You bet. My pleasure. Not a career, but a passion to serve.
Dave, opportunity that's what I'm trying to serve, to and that's you what bet. We need. Citizen serving in the legislature.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.